Major shipping companies have reacted cautiously to Iran's declaration that the Strait of Hormuz is now open for the remainder of the US-brokered 10-day truce between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. The first oil tankers have raced toward the strait just hours after the announcement, but German shipping company Hapag-Lloyd has said it will refrain from passing through for now, while the Norwegian Shipowners Association wants the possible presence of sea mines to be clarified. World leaders have also reacted warily to the reopening, including Australia. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says it's a step in the right direction, but he says the common view at the UK-France brokered meeting was that any reopening needed to be permanent.
We want to see, though, this fragile arrangement confirmed, and we want to see those ships being able to pass. It's not surprising that there was a common view, because freedom of navigation is essential for global trade. It is how the world operates.